This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Confirm whether this government still enjoys the confidence of the House. I believe that it does, but given the scale and importance of tonight's vote, it's right that others have the chance to test that question if they wish to do so.
All right, Brexit, boy oh boy, is a Mexit. It's a nasty, nasty, nasty mess, obviously, in England, and we've been talking about it a lot, but what do we care about here in the United States as one of our allies? What is the fallout of what's going to happen maybe to Theresa May, because she is in the thick of it, and that's where we kick it off, kind of looking at across the pond here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. We have Justin Duckham joining us from a very white, wintry Washington, D.C., from Talk Media News. So, Justin, Brexit and its effect and what happened with Theresa May, the no-confidence vote, what was the reaction in D.C. to this?
Well, just I guess the same in the U.K. in the sense that nobody knows exactly what to make of it or what exactly is going to happen. Where it stands right now, as I understand it, it's going to result in a no-confidence vote that's being brought forward by Jeremy Corbyn, the opposition leader. And then following that, there is going to have to be some soul-searching to figure out where you move forward. There are some wings who are pushing for something that would put in some regulations, kind of alter the original deal that Theresa May put forward, or just go for a hard Brexit, something that does not have any real safeguards for it and would just essentially remove remove England from the EU, the UK rather, and then we would just kind of deal with the fallout with that. And considering that UK is, someone that we have a very special relationship with, as the old cliche goes, with strong economic ties and whatnot, that could certainly spell a lot of turmoil, not just for them, but, you know, the world over.
Absolutely. And Parliament rejected the Brexit deal by 230 votes. And as you said, she now faces this new no confidence vote. So we'll see where this goes. But it is kind of risky pool for us because of, again, that tight relationship. So that happens overseas in the UK, and then really closer to home, and the thing that everybody's talking about here, no doubt. I always say America Tonight is what the buzz is in our backyard. President Trump's nominee for attorney general says he doesn't believe special counsel Robert Mueller would be involved in any kind of a witch hunt. He's friendly with him. He made those comments Tuesday at his confirmation hearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee. I guess that may help him, do you think?
Absolutely. You know, he painted a picture of himself as somebody who was very clearly removed from the president, wasn't sort of the bosom buddy that a lot of people sort of expected him to be when he went up there, and didn't just say that, also said that Mueller should be allowed to complete the investigation, that he has asked Rod Rosenstein to stay on for the interim for a smooth transition, saying that if a president orders, certain things not to be investigated to protect himself from any criminal involvement on his own end, that is something that would violate the Constitution. And basically, for a large portion of it, just trying to paint himself as something other than the boogeyman that a lot of people have been trying to depict him as, somebody who would threaten a lot of the sort of longstanding traditions of the Justice Department. But nevertheless, there were still some, troubling aspects of this that came out during the hearing today in the eyes of a lot of people on the left on Capitol Hill. Largely the fact that, you know, he didn't really answer questions that pertain to the Presidential Records Act, did not really address the annulments clause. At one point said that he could foresee circumstances in which journalists would be imprisoned. It looks all but likely that this is going to be a pretty smooth road towards confirmation. We're not likely going to see any of the back and forth and chaos that we saw during the Kavanaugh confirmation process. So it looks like at the end of the day, this is probably going to be split evenly along party lines for kind of what we can expect.
Wow. And then, of course, the other thing, as you know, is the government shutdown. No new news there, right? Chuck Schumer, the senator from New York, says he hasn't spoken to Trump since last week. It doesn't seem like there's any movement whatsoever.
Yeah, I mean, you know, thank God we're not in the UK where things are absolutely at a standstill and that we just have a government shutdown entering its 26th day tomorrow. So, yay us.
Wow, just absolutely crazy.
As you mentioned, no new news on that horizon. There was a meeting today at the White House over lunch. Democrats were apparently invited by the White House to attend. None of them did. Some of their offices have said that this was a request that came in at the last minute. Didn't really have any information over what exactly the meeting would be about. But nevertheless, this was an opportunity for the White House and Republicans there to try to point the fingers at Democrats, say that they walked away from the table and that they should come back and negotiate. And basically just playing this long political game that we've seen taking place for over 3 weeks now. I guess tomorrow we're restarting and going back to the same story that we've had day after day now.
Yeah, crazy. And then finally, Congressman Steve King under fire for been dumped from those committees under fire about white nationalism and white supremacy, the comments that he made. He said he was misunderstood. He tried to correct that. But everybody's calling for, I shouldn't say everybody, but a big chunk of Congress calling for him to just get out, to just resign. What do you think happens here?
You know, that's a good question. I think he's been pretty clear that he's going to try to stick in as long as he can. He's always been somebody who's been pretty bombastic on the Hill, has gotten into situations like these before, but never as intense. There was a vote today to basically discourage white nationalism and to hold him accountable for the language that he said, and that ended up having overwhelming support with only one member voting against it who said, in fact, the real issue should be whether or not the House should censure Steve King, saying that what went forward was basically just shallow. We had Mitch McConnell saying that he should find another line of work. We had, his Senator Joni Ernst today saying that she is leaving it up to the voters and that they should ultimately defeat him in the primary and move forward with a different Republican down the road. And then in Iowa, we have one of the largest papers in his district basically calling for him to resign, saying that a special election should be called and that the people should have an opportunity to get a do-over. But nevertheless, we've had King striking a very defiant tone, going on radio today saying that, he's not going anywhere, that this is an attack on his free speech, that this is basically just dirty tricks to try to take away his committee assignments, and not giving any clear signs that he is a man who is prepared to resign.
Yeah, I don't think so either. All right, Justin Duckham, as always, fantastic stuff. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And just as we are ushering out this first segment, I mentioned the vote. So 200 speeches across 8 days of debate, that's what it was. Members of the House of Commons ignored the British Prime Minister's pleas to support her plan. They threw it out big time, like 432 votes to 202, so that margin of defeat is greater than the previous record. You know when that was set? 1924. How long will she be the PM? That's another question. Hang with us.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Gap, fellas, find me an empty lap, fellas, darling, you'll never go away again.
That's Carol Channing, and we let her play out because that's an iconic song that maybe some of you have never even heard before. But can you imagine living to the age of 97? And she really was an icon when it came to musicals. Hey, hey, if you just tuned in, see, America Tonight, it's all about talking about what's going on. So we swing into Brexit, the shutdown of the government, and then Carol Channing. That is a life well lived. Of natural causes. Wow. And I know her publicist, Harlan Bull, who confirmed her death to many media outlets earlier in the day, and he said in a statement, "It's with extreme heartache that I have to announce the passing of an original industry pioneer." And she was, he said, legend and icon Carol Channing. I admired her before I met her. I've loved her since the day she stepped or fell, rather, into my life. It's hard to see the final curtain lower on a woman who's been a daily part of my life for more than a third of it. And it's funny, you think 97 years old and dying of natural causes. What was it like the first time she went to work a very, very long time ago when life was extremely different? Here's what she said.
Thank you. I heard them laugh for the first time on the school auditorium stage. It held 1,000 students. And I said, I thought, oh, God, I'll do anything to get back on that stage again, to have that warm, close, cozy feeling.
Yeah, and so she did. So she was in a ton of Broadway musicals. You know, she in 2014, she was on the stage for the 50th anniversary of Hello, Dolly, because they keep redoing that. And she was in, as I said, Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend. That was really her star-making vehicle. And you got to go back to 1949 for that, or and that was in the Broadway musical Gentlemen Prefer Blondes. That was the number, one of the famous numbers from it. So how about that? Carol Channing, dead at the age of 97. Wow. All right, we move on from losing an icon to what's popping across the country and what people are talking about, including every Democrat coming out of the woodwork to run for 2020 for president. And now Kirsten Gillibrand is another one running for president. She's a New York Democrat. She launched her campaign on CBS's Late Show with Stephen Colbert. She said she was going to file an exploratory, she's going to do an exploratory 2020 committee. And she said she's going to run a campaign that emphasizes health care as a human right, improving public schools, improving job training programs. And I'm going to run for president because as a young mom, I'm going to fight for other people's kids as hard as I fight for my own, is what she said. So now you've got two women who are looking into this, Elizabeth Warren for the Dems and Gillibrand, who's doing the same thing. And it means a lot of fundraising is what it means, right? And tearing it up. So certainly for the Republicans, it's got to be Donald Trump. Who, there could be challengers. I can't imagine that anyone takes that mantle over. I've said this before. Every president we've had, three in a row, they've been two-term presidents. And really, who would be the person that could rattle the current president? And we don't know. I mean, I think it's going to be a really cluttered field for the Dems. And for the Republicans, it's quite clear, unless something unforeseen happens. So there's a little bit of buzz about that, certainly for those of you listening in Iowa, because you know that a truckload of Democrats are going to come down to Iowa. That's what you do. You go and you speak, you poll, you look and see if there's any legs to the campaign. And she may actually have some, you know, of all the candidates out there, she might, as far as the Democrats go, she might actually get a lot of backing. That wouldn't be shocking to me, but we'll see. We won't see about the snow because the snow has already come, and it's supposed to be actually getting maybe even a little bit worse. So what you saw was, with the government shutdown, you saw a lot of people in Washington doing that cross-country skiing thing. You know, where they're like just, they're right out there, right by the monuments, skiing along, just skiing along. Because you got 800,000 federal workers that have been furloughed and forced to work without pay or whatever. And it's affecting millions of people. We know that. This is the longest one that we've seen. The clock is ticking on it and keeps ticking. It's been 24 days, 23 hours, 24 minutes, 20 seconds to be exact. I have a clock. I've told this story before on my computer. So we know what happened. We know what's at stake. And we know there's a massive tug of war and there's no movement whatsoever in this. One thing we do know is, as a generous country, that people are helping out those who are struggling. Food pantries are welcoming Coast Guard families in to get food. The TSA in Tampa has set up a food pantry, and people are getting food there that work for the TSA. Some of those lines have gotten super long. If you're flying to Atlanta, brace yourself, because hours and hours of waits. They're telling people in Atlanta, when you're coming back or going back to Atlanta, whichever it is, flying in or out, to expect 3-hour lines going through the TSA, because they've had to shut down lines with so many people calling in sick. It means you're going to be waiting there for quite some time, and there's nothing they can do about that, because there's still following the procedures, and even with moving people around, there's only so much that can happen, and you can't hire new people. You can't, because what would have to happen is they'd have to go through that whole screening process and everything else that you go through, and then, so there's no training, none of that's going on, it's nothing. Nothing's happening there other than some people calling in sick and longer lines in some places. It just depends where it is, what time of day. And Atlanta is our biggest airport. So, of course, lots of people affected going into Hartsfield. Six veterans groups got together. And the reason they got together is not that they wouldn't to share resources or whatever, but they got together to grab the press and some attention to say, get it together, do something about this. A very rare kind of joint press conference calling for an end to the government shutdown. They're saying that they employ 150,000 veterans, and it's affecting them. So you had the National Commander of Veterans of Foreign Wars, who highlighted the story of one veteran who came to his organization for help, a single mother of three, furloughed on unpaid leave, who can't afford to pay for child care or rent. She went to the landlord, asked for some consideration during the partial government shutdown on her rent being due. She was denied. So she was reaching out to family members to move in with, a family member to take care of her family. That's rough. Then you had Randy Reese, the executive director of Disabled American Veterans, saying it's well past time to end the standoff so vets that are employed can collect their missing pay. Who would have thought we'd be in the state that we are with those who served their nation, served honorably, got discharged after doing their duty, went to work, waving the flag, working for the United States of America, and finding themselves in a state where the government of the United States shuts down. Now, these six groups are known as the Big Six because of the people they employ and the power they yield, I'll call it that, in doing what they can for veterans. The American Legion, I mentioned, Veterans of Foreign Wars, Vietnam Veterans of America, Paralyzed Veterans of America, American Veterans, Disabled American Veterans. That's 5 million members represented, and that is pretty big clout in Washington, D.C. So entering this long tunnel that we've gone through, you had a lot of people that missed their paychecks on Friday. The 800,000 missed their paychecks, and this is what we're talking about. Coast Guard obviously being part of that, too, and that's a shame. When you look at the numbers, these are the kinds of people we don't want them hurt, and I hope people reach out and give them some consideration, keep setting up those food pantries and do what they can to help neighbors out and help these people who are struggling through this, because this could go on for weeks and weeks more. Trust me on that. All right, stay with us. I'll meet you on the flip side, and we're diving into your thoughts next on America Tonight.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate Judiciary Committee is continuing to hear from President Trump's nominee to be the next Attorney General of the United States. One of the things Barr said today was that he's a fan of Robert Mueller.
I have known Bob Mueller for 30 years. We worked closely together throughout my previous tenure at the Department of Justice. We've been friends since. and I have the utmost respect for Bob and his distinguished record of public service.
Also going on in Washington, Republicans sat down and had lunch with the president. Democrats were invited but said thanks but no thanks, to which Republican Congressman Rodney Davis of Illinois says,
"This was supposed to be a bipartisan lunch, but not a single Democrat offered to come here and negotiate how we end this partial shutdown."
Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow rose 156 points to close at 24,066. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
I think we're going to the mailbag. That's what the dude said. So here we are. Please, we only pay scale here. That would be the great Andy Maestro of this show. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney's America Tonight. We spare no expense. And the mailbag is, of course, flooded with your comments about all kinds of stuff, which I love. This is such a fascinating audience to me. I've said this, you know, I've done this show for 10 years. Woohoo! 10 and counting, because when we swung into 2019, that means we have now gone into yet our 11th year. And I love this email that I received this morning. I got this one from Joey, who says, "Yo, Kate, I'm just going to put it this way. Why do we care about the UK? It seems like the Brits are screwing us more than being our allies this day. Didn't we try to escape them? And isn't that how we formed this country?" Well, let me put it this way. We need every ally we can get, right? So if you got to think back in history what the Brits have done in and what we've done for them, etc. So, no, you want the allies, of course. You don't want to have the economic systems completely rocked. And this whole nonsense over the EU and the uncertainty is not great, obviously. We've seen what's happened in other countries. So this Brexit deal has been brewing for a while. And the House of Commons ignored what the Prime Minister, Theresa May, had to say and just completely her plan. They threw it out. 432 votes to 202. I mean, that's like a brutal defeat. That's like they told you, Let them eat cake. I mean, the record, 1924 for the worst. There's not a clear way to move forward on this. The opposition Labor Party, just to give you a little quick thumbnail on this, because I know you said nobody cared, triggers that vote of no confidence in her government that they could capitalize and force a general election. With the scale of that kind of defeat, the Prime Minister said she would allow time for the House of Commons to debate the motion on Wednesday. The Labor leader, Jeremy Corbyn, called the defeat catastrophic, said a vote of no confidence would allow the House of Commons to give its verdict on the sheer incompetence of the government. But she urged the lawmakers who were having none of it to listen to British citizens who voted to leave the EU. She said, I ask members on all sides of the House to listen to the people. They want this issue settled. They want to work with the government to do just that. So she's got like less than 24 hours to save the government. A general election could be likely. If she survives, there would be a two-stage process to break the Brexit impasse. Oh, sounds familiar, an impasse. Between a leader and the lawmakers. So they got their own problems. But it is a big deal because of what happens to the economic system, the EU. And, you know, ultimately, what does that mean? And how do they get here? This has been brewing for a while. Let's go over this one. Speaking of our government, this one from Wilma. I love that name, Wilma. Wilma, my son is affected by the government shutdown. I voted for Donald Trump, but I'm so bloody angry at him and those idiots in Congress, I could scream. He's a new baby. He is a member of the Coast Guard. And, of course, we're supporting him. But what a struggle it could end up being when you are living and building your career in your 20s. And here you are, part of the rescue team, one of the most important elements there can possibly be. How can we let these guys and women operate with no salary, Kate? I just don't like it, and I see it now affecting my own family. Build the damn ass wall. Wow. Build the damn ass wall. Well, the thing is, no, they're not funding it. So that's the standoff. That's the problem. That's the situation. Now, the money that everybody's losing, they're not getting paid, goes back to them. But here's the thing. As all of you out there know, unless you have a treasure trove of cash, you got some big savings, you're pulling money out of the 401k, you know, where are people at in their career, their lives, that kind of thing, and you're working for the government, it's not like you're making millions, you're an entrepreneur making millions of dollars, and you have a bunch of stashed cash that you don't, most likely, even if you're economically responsible. Like, people seem to think, like, well, how come I don't have all this money? Are you kidding me? Because they're not getting paid that much money. I know this because the Coast Guard, I had an uncle in the Coast Guard, and that's how he started his career, and I remember it as a little girl vividly, and I remember some of the things that he went out on. And the other part of that is I think of people being stranded, being stuck, and how significant it is for the Coast Guard. I had a cousin that died, that drowned, and we were the same age. I want to say I was like three. I was three. And he was three. Ray was three. And somehow he got out of the house at a beach house when nobody was paying attention and fell in the water. And the Coast Guard was great to my family. And from all the stories I heard, because I was too young to know that, and they recovered his body, the whole thing, and they just scoured all over the place looking for him in a vast ocean and a bay. And I know so many people that have been helped by the Coast Guard, so I really do feel awful. And yeah, your story is familiar to so many, sadly. From that perspective, it would be awesome if they could just wrap, you know, this up. All right, here's one from Harry who says, Kate, did you see that once again there was terrorist activity and it was in Nairobi going into an upscale hotel and there was an American that was killed in that melee? How awful is that? And it's scary and frightening to see the face of terrorists when people are trapped and just trying to fall out of hotel windows and are lucky that they aren't killed by the hailstorm of bullets. And it probably is lucky that there was only one American even in that melee, because a lot of Americans save their money or go over to help people or go on safaris, frankly, and that's a very popular place. It is a popular place, and it is incredibly awful that that happened, of course. And it's very familiar. Remember what happened in Mumbai? And you're right. If you think about taking a trip, going on a safari, going wherever, helping people, I mean, it doesn't matter. The bottom line is, you know, we know that even in the most what we think is secure, seems secure, nothing is secure. So people were in this hotel, you said it, upscale hotel, whatever you want to say, and they didn't, you know, a bunch of them didn't survive it. They're still trying to sort, in fact, they're still trying to really sort all of it out. But I saw the video from it, and it was very, 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 very scary. Let's just put it, let's put it that way. And then we got this one from Raymond, who says, Kate, I heard your friend talking about the storms in Los Angeles when they were happening months ago, and you know it ripped up so much territory. Did you see the storm that has people scared to death about mudslides and this weird blizzards that are happening in the Sierra Nevada? Awful. And in Ventura County, they're worried about it. They're worried about what they've seen before with mudslides because of all the homes that were destroyed and from that Woolsey fire, and they closed schools. It was terrible. Yeah, you know what they did? I'm glad you brought that up. They filled sandbags in case the hillsides sent the debris coming down, because that's, you're absolutely right, that's what happens. Remember, several thousand people had a mandatory evacuation in Santa Barbara County on the central coast last year. In fact, Oprah Winfrey and a bunch of movie stars had houses in Montecito because all of a sudden debris swept through. 23 people were killed, 100 houses destroyed by that. So they were worried that the same kind of thing was going to happen here, but it luckily, knock on wood, it didn't. But they certainly warned people of the possibilities. There was debris from a hillside that pushed a guest house off its foundation, but no one was hurt in that. There was ice and blowing snow that shut down a major route connecting LA with San Francisco, and some cars and trucks were stranded on Interstate 5, but that's really all they had happen. Thank goodness, because, yeah, brutal. And speaking of LA, how about this one from Skipper, who says, Kate, the strike in Los Angeles, our second largest school districts, are boom out because of teachers forming these picket lines, a massive strike there. And what's interesting is apparently, of course, they want more money, but they want school nurses and some of the most basic things you think you would have in a school. I guess you never know. Yeah, funding is the issue. They lost like $15 million of state funding because of the number of students going to classes. And, of course, the funding comes from Sacramento, the capital. And they say they don't have enough money. That's pretty much what they're saying. There's just not enough money for the educators and the schools and, you know, what are we going to do? And so how many students are affected? 600,000 students altogether. And this looks like it's going to go on more. 30,000 public school teachers signed in at picket lines. They're coming out full force. 50,000 people, 10,000 parents, students, community supporters. It's a big, 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 big strike. We're going to the man cave next. Hang with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the best edpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the best edpill.com. That's T-H-E bestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
We trust the power of artificial intelligence to do a lot for us. Recommend books, movies, find our perfect romantic match, even drive our cars. So why trust your investments to yesterday's technology? With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence technology has been giving traders and investors the advantage they need and better protect them from sudden downturns. Because unlike humans, Vantage Point is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decision at the right time. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. Wouldn't you sleep better knowing your hard-earned capital is protected and growing thanks to Vantage Point? Stack the odds in your favor. Text DEMO to 411-411. That's D-E-M-O to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point software. Text DEMO to 411-411.
About in the man cave. So let's open this door and get inside. By the way, somebody wrote me and said, can it be a she cave? It can be whatever cave you want to be. It means that we're going to be talking about sports, probably, maybe a few other things as well, like our favorite kind of beer. You know, somebody asked me the other day, this was in one of the emails, was I a whiskey drinker? Was I a wine drinker? Was I a beer drinker? Andy, which do you think I am? Am I a whiskey drinker, a wine drinker, or a beer drinker?
Cervezas and tequila.
You got it, brother. That's it. I like beer, like the commercial says. I like beer. The others I have had, yes. But there's something about a cold beer that, you know, after whatever, playing golf or doing something, there's just something about that.
What's your favorite kind?
Gosh, I like a lot of kinds. I like to go to the breweries. I like to try the different, when I'm someplace else, I like to try their different kinds of ale, like their pale ales, if they're strong enough. I sort of like that in-between brew. So I like the homebrew stuff. If I'm just getting any kind of a beer, like a Corona with a lime, and I'll put some olives in a glass. Just so everyone knows, don't worry. I don't have to go to any meetings or anything. I'm not, it's a dry January. So, and I certainly partake on the weekends and whatever, but that's it. I'm just a casual drinker. How about that? So let's move from the talk of beer to what else is going on in the world of sports. And that would be Andy Reid, the former coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, now the coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. He's done a phenomenal job with Pat Mahomes, the kid from Texas, who was the Texas Tech quarterback and was pretty amazing. But now the people across the land are seeing the gifts that Pat Mahomes has. And here they are in the AFC Championship game in their own backyard. Here's Andy Reid talking about playing for all the marbles against the Patriots in Arrowhead.
I think it's big for our fans. I think it's, you know, obviously big for the family. I mean, when you have something named after your dad, that's a pretty good deal. So, you know, pretty neat. It's great to have it here at Arrowhead. I mean, there are a lot of things that go into that. From the head coach's standpoint, the player's standpoint, it's important.
It's important. And it is important to note that in this game between the Chiefs and the Patriots, if we were to look at the board, the Patriots are favored by 3. The overall total, 54.5 points. Here's Bill Belichick's take on flying to KC for this game.
Play half our games on the road, half at home. So we've been in those situations both ways plenty of times, as have all of our opponents. So it is what it is. We'll deal with the conditions as they come up, and just like we always do.
That's vintage Bill Belichick. This should be a good game, and it's the Sunday night game, 6:40. It kicks Eastern. And then before that, of course, the Rams and the Saints. I think that equally will be a great game. New Orleans is favored by 3.5 points. There's a lot of conversation about Nick Foles, the quarterback, the backup quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles. And because he has a warm place in the heart of the people of Philadelphia, he won the Super Bowl. He had an amazing road to winning the Super Bowl when he jumped in for Carson Wentz. Here's what Nick Foles said about now realizing he's not going to be in Philly. He's going to be on the free agent market.
Yeah, I mean, I think having the option to be a free agent is extremely important. You know, I'm technically really not under contract right now, and that's something that we'll discuss in the future. That was, you know, like I said, it's a unique situation. You know, it's a good situation for this team to have.
It is a good situation for them to have because he's bait, and there's a lot of people that would pick up Nick Foles. He's 30. He wants to be a starter, but he could net a sizable payday on the open market. So that's the thing. So, you know, they want to keep Nick Foles, Philly does, but he could make, I think he just could make so much more money. It doesn't seem plausible. He's the reigning Super Bowl MVP. He stepped in for Carson Wentz again in December. Almost got them to the championship game, so close, and I think he goes someplace else. In fact, here's what Doug Peterson said, just emphasizing again that Wentz is the man.
Yes, Carson is the quarterback going forward. And in Nick's case, listen, we'd love to have everybody back throughout the roster. But as I've said many, many times, you know, it's not about one guy. You know, it's about the team, and we're going to do what's best for the team.
Yeah, and what are the Eagles going to do? Wentz is 26. He's their franchise quarterback. He was the lead candidate for MVP before the knee injury in 2017. He threw for over 3,000 yards, 21 touchdowns, 7 interceptions in 11 games this season. And then bad luck strikes again. Torn ACL, LCL. And he played through back pain for part of the year. They discovered it after week 14 against the Cowboys that a stress fracture had developed. That's why St. Nick stepped in. All right, speaking of doing that against the Cowboys, Jerry Jones, definitely wants to keep his guys intact. And, of course, the tag team of superior running back, Ezekiel Elliott, he's amazing. And then Dak Prescott, the quarterback. This was Jerry talking about extensions.
Our goals are to put the best team that we possibly can. I'm not being trite, but some of these questions about whether you're extending or not, are you asking me, do we want Zeke in the foreseeable future on the Dallas Cowboys? The answer is yes. That'd be madness to think any differently. You ask a question about Dak, and the answer is yes.
Yes, so of course. If we're in the man cave and we're kicking back, we're probably talking about a little bit of everything. And in sports, just like in politics, just like in business, so much is measured by numbers. So how about the Golden State Warriors? They erupted for 51 points in the first quarter against the Nuggets in their game. That's a franchise record, a Tuesday night slaughter of the Nuggets, 142-111. So much for this team is falling apart at the seams. Steph Curry, the superstar superior guard, said, "We had to get off to a good start against a team that's playing as well as Denver has in this building," because they were in Denver. But talk about being off balance. Wow, they just exploded, especially in that first half. In the first quarter, 17 points for Kevin Durant. Perfect 7-for-7 from the field. Klay Thompson, 13. Steph Curry, 12. The Warriors shot 19-for-25 from the field. So if you do the numbers, by my math, 76%. Sweet! 76% is huge. Let's put it that way. Huge! And then there's this story that is shocking and horrible. And this is a guy that I covered, John Wetland, former All-Star World Series MVP, charged in Texas with continuous sex abuse of a child under age 14. He's arrested on Monday, freed on $25,000 bond, according to Denton County Jail, folks. He lives in Dallas in a suburb, and he is accused of, according to the complaint, with probable cause, the affidavit, he's accused of having a child perform a sex act on him beginning in 2004, when the child was four, and it happened twice during a two-year period, according to the complaint and the probable cause affidavit. So Wetland isn't saying anything. His attorney isn't saying anything. He was the most valuable player in 96 for the World Series when he was with the New York Yankees. He was inducted into the Texas Rangers Hall of Fame. So there's people certainly talking about that story as well. And we'll see where that leads, because these are affidavits and allegations. But arrested and then put freed on that bond certainly is something that raises your eyebrows, no question about that. And then finally, just this last one, how about this? Boy, when you watch hockey, fans go crazy for the fights, but they keep telling us it's a safe sport. It is, except for when the Washington Capitals goaltender Braden Holtby left the game over the weekend, an overtime loss to Columbus, after he took a massive stick to the face. Yeah, that's what happened. It slid through the goalie mask, and Holtby raised it to deflect a potential shot. The stick made contact near his eyes. Ooh, not good. He didn't return. They're concerned, and they are uncertain about his status after that. So hopefully he's going to be okay. Ooh, my uncle played hockey, took a puck to the eye, and then he never went back in the nets for the Philadelphia Flyers. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you again down the road. Make it count.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.